Welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcasts. Thank you for listening. It's Sheena Conroy here, and today's scripture reading is Luke 5, verses 17 to 26, which I'm reading from the New Living Translation. One day, while Jesus was teaching, some Pharisees and teachers of religious law were sitting nearby. It seemed that these men showed up from every village in all Galilee and Judea, as well as from Jerusalem, and the Lord's healing power was strongly with Jesus. Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a sleeping mat. They tried to take him inside to Jesus, but they couldn't reach him because of the crowd. So they went up to the roof and took off some tiles. Then they lowered the sick man on his mat down into the crowd right in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the man, "Young man, your sins are forgiven." But the Pharisees and teachers of religious law said to themselves, "Who does he think he is? That's blasphemy. Only God can forgive sins." Jesus knew what they were thinking, so he said to them, "Why do you question this in your hearts? Is it easier to say your sins are forgiven or stand up and walk? So I will prove to you that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins." Then Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, "Stand up, pick up your mat and go home." And immediately, as everyone watched, the man jumped up, picked up his mat and went home praising God. Everyone was gripped with great wonder and awe, and they praised God, exclaiming, "We have seen amazing things today." Our theme this Lent is encounters with Jesus, and in today's passage we read that many folk encountered Jesus that day. There were many, many people present: Jesus and his disciples, Pharisees, teachers of religious law, a large crowd, a paralyzed man and his friends. Everyone had an encounter with Jesus, and each encounter would have been different. Their reasons for being present also differed. The Pharisees and teachers were there, not to learn, but based on what Jesus would say and do, to pass judgment on him, to approve or condemn him. The crowd was there to listen to Jesus' teaching, and some perhaps merely out of curiosity. The paralyzed man's friends were there because they believed Jesus could heal their friend. We'll all have encountered Jesus one way or another throughout our Christian journey, most powerfully, of course, when we came to faith, accepting Jesus and resolving to follow him. That is certainly true for me. There have been other times, though, different forms of encounter. Times when I have felt the companionship of a brother. Times when, quite unexpectedly, a wonderful peace wraps around. Times when I've felt a shared sense of humour, and times of awe during prayer. But what of the people in Capernaum that day? They were all there for their own reasons, but Jesus was about to show them who he was. The disciples were there with Jesus as always, and among other things, he is teaching them how to become fishers of men and displaying who he was. The Pharisees and teachers were there with a very specific purpose: to judge whether Jesus was to be encouraged or condemned. What they actually received was proof that Jesus was exactly who he said he was. The crowd were probably made up of some who habitually followed Jesus, some who wanted to hear what he was going to teach, some who hoped for healing, and perhaps some out of sheer curiosity. It was proof that Jesus was exactly who he said he was. The paralyzed man and his friends were there for healing. The faith of the man's friends in Jesus' healing power is unquestioned. They were determined to receive healing for their friend, resorting to breaking through the roof so that they could lower him directly in front of Jesus. What they received was confirmation of their faith in Jesus' healing power and proof that who he was, who he said he was. Pastor D. James Kennedy has told of a time he was in a man's home and asked him who he thought Jesus was. The man replied, "Oh, he's a wonderful man. He was the greatest man who ever lived, the most loving and gracious person who ever walked upon this earth." The pastor replied, "Let me tell you something I believe will startle you. According to the scriptures and the historic Christian faith, Jesus of Nazareth, the carpenter of Galilee, was and is the eternal creator of the universe, the omnipotent, omniscient, and almighty God." The man, who was in his 60s and a lifelong churchgoer, had never before heard this. C.S. Lewis says the most important thing about Jesus is that he is God. Lewis refutes the idea that Jesus was just a good man or just a good teacher. He says, if this is all that Jesus was, then he was not a good man or a good teacher. If Jesus was just human, the claims Jesus made about himself would have made him a liar or a lunatic. He must be God, or he is the biggest liar, the greatest madman, and the most successful con artist in all of history. Jesus cannot be just a good man. Jesus cannot be just a good teacher. Jesus cannot be just a social activist or a political revolutionary. Jesus cannot be just a healer or prophet. He has to be God, or he is none of these things. That day in Capernaum, everyone expected Jesus to heal the paralyzed man who was lowered down in front of him. But initially, Jesus did something quite different. Looking at the man and his friends, Jesus said in verse 20, "Young man, your sins are forgiven." Everyone must have been surprised. The man and his friends came for healing, not forgiveness of sin. But Jesus knows what is truly important. We approach Jesus for help with many things, but he knows that the most important thing is our spiritual healing. The crowd, we're told in verse 26, said, "We have seen amazing things today." And in verse 21, the Pharisees and teachers of religious law reached their judgment of Jesus, saying, "Who does he think he is? That's blasphemy. Only God can forgive sins." But did anyone that day understand that they were not only seeing and hearing Jesus, but also encountering their God? So how did Jesus demonstrate that he is God? If Jesus had in any way blasphemed by forgiving the man's sins, God would not have performed the healing miracle through him. The physical healing proved that Jesus was who he said he was. Three things speak to me through the story of Jesus, and I pray that during this time of Lent I will continue to remember that firstly, if I truly demonstrate my faith, it can bring others in front of Jesus. Charles Wesley wrote, "Faith, mighty faith, the promise sees and looks to that alone, laughs at life's impossibilities and cries, 'It shall be done.'" Secondly, the love I show others in many and various ways can attract others to Jesus. And thirdly, to humbly remember that my brother Jesus is also my Father God. Frederick Buechner writes, "A Christian is one who points at Christ and says, 'I can't prove a thing, but there's something about his eyes and his voice. There's something about the way he carries his head, his hands, the way he carries his cross, the way he carries me.'" Shall we pray together? Father, thank you for your word, which brings us everything we need for guidance, assurance, and hope. Help us during this Lenten time to display our faith and demonstrate your love to others. Lord, help us to listen to you for fresh revelation, for challenge, and for encouragement. And let us be faithful witnesses to your love, forgiveness, comfort, strength, and power. And we thank you, Lord, for being our Father, and for the part of you that is Jesus, our healer, Saviour, and friend. Amen.